Part 1. Chapter 2. Northern Ireland. Task 7.
The conflict in Northern Ireland.
Although various talks had taken place over the years to find a solution, it was only on Good Friday 1998 that a peace plan was finally agreed upon and a ceasefire was declared. On December 2, 1999, a new Northern Ireland Assembly was opened at Stormont, with David Trimble, the leader of the Ulster Unionists, as First Minister, and Seamus Mallon, a Nationalist, as his deputy. Hope ran high, but in 2001, the Assembly was suspended twice to prevent its collapse. The opposing parties did not agree on issues such as the decommissioning of arms and the future of the controversial Royal Ulster Constabulary, the local police force. Furthermore, as the nationalist population gained the rights and privileges denied them for so many years by the Unionists, many working-class Protestants felt they were being abandoned, both by the British government, to which they had always declared their allegiance, and by the wealthy upper-middle-class Protestants, whom they had always relied on to defend their interests. Lots of working-class Protestants for whom endemic unemployment was as much a reality as it was for the Catholics felt they were victims of the peace process. On the 28th of July 2005, in accordance with the Belfast Agreement of 1998, the Provisional IRA declared an end to its campaign and has since decommissioned what is thought to be all of its arsenal. Loyalist paramilitaries, on the contrary, have so far refused to decommission many weapons. It is not thought that this will have a major effect on further political progress, as political parties linked to loyalist paramilitaries do not attract significant support. Sinn Féin, on the other hand, are the largest nationalist party in Northern Ireland. Following the 2007 elections, devolved government returned to Northern Ireland. Ian Paisley, the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, took office as First Minister, with Sinn Féin Deputy Leader Martin McGuinness as Deputy First Minister. The conflict has not definitely ended yet, but the desire to have the two communities live in harmony is very strong among the majority of the people.